Welcome to Gavin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
All right.
Oh, I was, I have something.
Yeah.
I was watching yesterday. There was a Tokyo Marathon.
Oh.
Not Tokyo Marathon. I don't know the name, but they were doing some sort of marathon.
Okay. Okay. Huge one.
Yeah, like a really big one.
Mm.
And there's one thing that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they do these marathons.
Yeah.
Like at the end.
End?
Like at the goal.
Mm-hmm.
There's like it's this tape. This like ribbon shit.
Yeah, like right? A goal tape, right?
Yeah. Mm. And the players, not players, the runners would. Would goal,
yeah.
Right? And then what they do is they're so tired, they just fall to the ground.
Right, right.
And what I thought was that the staff of that player, they would come to the player.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They would forcefully get their body up.
Right,
when they're
right.
When they're so tired, they can't even move.
Yeah.
Right? They would sort of like, are you okay, man? Are you okay? I got you, bro.
Yeah,
he would
yeah.
just come to the player, just sort of like forcefully have his arm around the shoulder and kind of like bring him up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
forcefully.
Right.
And kind of like bring it to some other area.
Right.
They do that every single time, every year to every player.
Right.
Right. I mean, I think we can do something better. I think we can think of a better system than that. What do you think?
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's just so difficult to watch these players just suffering.
Right.
They suffered enough from all the running.
Yeah.
But now they have to suffer again because the staffs are forcing them to evacuate out of the... I know they're in the way and I know it's dangerous because like other players could like run into them and kind of
and
like...
fall again.
Right, fall again, right? I mean, that has to be avoided. Yeah. Safety That's issues, right?
Yeah.
But like, how about we already have sort of like like the carryable beds or like the carryable, what do you call those? Like the tankas, right?
Yeah.
We have that ready on the spot and this player could just go directly on the tanka and just smoothly That's evacuate right. them away. Why don't we do that instead of like, we do this every day, every single time.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Struggling to like move them away. They're tired. And it's just, I don't know why they do that every time.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
True. And right. that's something you don't necessarily see.
Yeah.
The player like right. falling down. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the staffs come up as right. if it's their first time, like surprised to see the That's player right. just on the ground, like, oh, you okay, man? I got you. Let's get out of here, okay? They knew that was gonna happen, right?
That's true.
Yeah. So, just a question I have for the committee: why isn't there a better system in play, right?
Oh yeah, that's dangerous too for the players.
Mm-hmm.
Like
their knees.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Their right.
palms are just on the ground.
Yeah.
Again. Right.
They have to prepare something before.
I know.
Before that, all everything.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They are going to fall down.
Right. They are going to use every single one of their energy.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We should provide some sort of a, you know, like a carryable bed
yeah.
or something.
Right.
You know?
Well, at least like you put some like mattress.
Exactly.
Around.
Exactly. Right. That's another thing I thought.
Yeah.
Why is this still concrete on the ground? Like, we know people are going to fall
it's
there.
It's very dangerous.
Like, get some, I don't know, like a mattress or
yeah,
something. Like
yeah,
a thin
yeah.
mattress, you know? Yeah.
yeah.
Like a yoga mat or something.
Yoga
to,
mat. Yeah. That helps a lot, I guess. So that they can fall easily.
Like, yeah.
And around maybe.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, marathon.
Yeah. Have been on a marathon before? Have you ever ran?
No.
No?
No, like a full.
Yeah.
No.
I've been like a short one, like a half
yeah,
marathon or something?
Not half, but like a, you know, when we were like elementary, junior high, we had a marathon taikai.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't remember how long was that, but.
Like a quarter?
Yeah.
Quarter of a full marathon, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Half is still pretty intense,
that's
right?
That's pretty, like 20 kilo, that's...
That's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, 10's enough.
Yeah.
More than enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we did was, you know, the kōnai no, you know.
Gaishu?
Yeah, we went to some out park. And then,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it was city issue kind of.
Wow.
But, you know, we all did it, yeah. Right, including everybody.
Like even the ones that aren't that ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Like physically ready.
Right. Not like for like football club, basketball club, or we can run, of course. But like, you know, like shisogakubu, paint club, or like, you know, everybody. So I don't think that was...
It must have been not that intense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like 10 kilo, I guess, within 10 kilo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I was very bad at running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am too, man. Yeah.
Yeah, you said it. You
don't I'm more like of a...
Short-term.
Yeah, I'm more running. Of a short-term energy.
Yeah.
I'm not that good with long-term. Yeah, I hate it. Hate it.
Yeah. I can't remember. We do the, you know, I was in football club, soccer club.
Yeah.
So we all did a competition in the bukatsu nai.
Okay.
And
like competition during the marathon, like the school marathon?
School marathon. Oh, okay. You know, obviously you have school marathon competition. Yeah. But besides that, we did a soccer club nai no competition.
You guys had your own little competition who's going to,
Oh, I didn't like that.
No, you don't like that? Yeah. Nah. I mean,
that was very bad.
Yeah.
I remember when I was elementary, we did a, you know, scooter.
Yes.
You know, multiple times you run.
Right.
Marathon Taikai. And every time I went into the, you know, the school building's hided area, I was like, with my friend, I was, come on.
That's fun.
Every rap we
did. That's fun. Like a little hideout place. Yeah, like a secret hideout place. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Got it. But my friend, recently I found my Koko no Bukatsu friend.
Okay.
Is living actually very near from my place.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like 5 minutes walk.
Oh, wow. That's pretty close. Yeah.
And then he loves marathon.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He runs every day after his work. And then, he does that, you know, he pay for the marathon taikai, just like, you know, those huge ones.
Yeah, he pays really like into the game, isn't
2,000 yen.
Wow.
For painful run.
That's a ripoff. That's another ripoff we should have said, right? Yeah. Okay. But he pays me my end.
He said, remember he said he participated in, it was like Shizuoka Marathon or something. Damn. He paid 2,000 yen and then wakes up in 4 in the morning.
What the fuck is he doing?
And go like get on a train.
Oh no.
Go to Shizuoka. Okay.
Yeah, and then run.
Start running out from like 9 or 10.
Oh man.
Just run a whole morning time and then finishes like completely tired and just he get on a train and get back.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's something I can't understand.
I was freaking out because I thought he asked you to like, hey, do you want to run with me?
Nah.
Like, do you want to like exercise regularly with me? Our houses are closed. No, he didn't ask you to do that?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully,
no. Yeah, I mean, I was scared for you, man. I was scared for you.
Right.
Genuinely scared for you.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he really wanted to join the Tokyo Marathon.
Okay, right.
But he says it's, you can't.
Why?
Because it's like many obosha, so you like can't.
Baiditsu?
Yeah.
Oh.
So. Not this year. He was like, again. Really, like he was disappointed. Very sad.
Oh, wow.
Kite kure yo. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Marathon.
Marathon.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe we need to do marathon to keep our, you know.
It is good for our health, though.
Yeah.
You know, right. Regular running,
yeah,
regular cardiovascular. Mm,
that's
good for health. That's true. Right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye. Okay.